And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, November 28th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we do that countdown, that march towards Christmas. And in order to help me with this conversation, as we do our march, I have actually Patricia Francis, who's here with me, to have a conversation on what they are doing in preparation for Christmas at St. Matthew's Church, which is located off Shirley Street and Church Street. And I want some detail, because this, they're saying they're having a big production.
Yes.
So a major production that is nationally known, especially inside the Anglican community. And I want to hear more about it. I want to hear the history of it and want to know what's up, basically what's up. But we actually have a few conversations from now until January 1 on our march until Christmas, towards Christmas. So if you want to join us and call into the show and call into the promoters, and we will have you come on the show. But let me go back to Pat.
Good morning. It's certainly a pleasure to be here with you, CA. I've heard so much about you and thought it best to come on your show to promote the St. Matthew's Christmas production.
Yes.
And the theme this year is Sounds of the Season. And of course, all of us are just waiting for Christmas to come because we've had such a hectic year. This Christmas is going to be a phenomenal one because so much will be going on.
Mm-hmm.
St. Matthew's Sunrise Choir and Friends are well known for their productions at Christmas. We have been around some 20 plus years. The exact dates escape me at this time, but I can tell you it started with when we had Reverend Father James Palacios at St. Matthew's, and that was a while ago. And under his leadership, we were encouraged to form another choir. We always had the senior choir who performed in church at the 10:30 a.m. service.
Mm-hmm.
And so the new choir that came in, they gave themselves the name Sunrise Choir,
mm-hmm,
because they perform at 7:15 a.m. It's made up of quite a number of persons who are regular attendees and have always had an interest in music. And so during those years, we were able to come together. I didn't join at that point. I joined sometime later.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when we had our very first outside performance, official performance, at the Rainforest, at Government House.
Okay.
That was the year that that was my first, my debut.
The Sunrise Choir. Went to Government House?
Oh, yes. We went to Government House twice.
Twice?
Yes. Listen. Getting ready for a production is always very exciting. And at that time, we included a number of persons from other denominations, and
mm-hmm,
they are the friends of the choir.
So it's Sunrise Choir, St. Matthew's Sunrise Choir
and Friends. Yes. Okay. So we cannot leave them out because they help to give us volume and also a different perspective, because many of them have been in the music business for many, many years.
But I have attended the Sunrise Choir's production before, some years back, before COVID. You know, COVID stopped everything, right? And I remember there being skits as a big production.
Really?
The entire church being decorated.
Oh, yes.
You know, lights turning off and people start crying and move from the music. You know, it completely attached to what has happened.
Well, we are at St. Matthew's now.
Mm-hmm.
As I indicated earlier, we started our first official production was at Government House.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to the Rainforest Theater.
Oh.
And at that time, we had a choreographer in no other than Carolyn Vogt Evans. So, you know, she's high energy, high impact. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we did something from Broadway.
Nice.
Christmas in Broadway. And that was extremely well done. Actually, we performed two nights.
Nice.
So, yeah, so we have moved now from the rainforest because that is no longer there. And we went back to church mm-hmm. because we said, you know, our church is the oldest edifice. Mm-hmm. And the building and the structure of it lends itself to music.
It's a beautiful building.
It's a beautiful building and the sound is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And so we said, you know, let's do this at church. Mm-hmm. And of course, it has been well received. Yes, and we do all the decorations ourselves. We do the props. And we are broken into segments. Mm-hmm. And so you have a section where our men are featured. And we also have a section where the children are featured. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you want to know about why when the children found Mommy kissing Santa Claus. You have to come to the production
to see
that. I'm going to
talk about that next. But you mentioned men. It's a need to herald men and to showcase men.
Oh, yeah.
And to imagine hearing that booming voice inside that church.
Yes.
So I'm trying to picture that in my head. And tell me more about your men production on this.
Our men now... My choir director, who is now the famous Mrs. Marge Knowles Colby, mm-hmm. she has this affinity for her men mm-hmm. because they always steal the show. The women, you know, people expect us to do well.
I expect you to sing, yes.
But she won't even let us stick around when she's practicing with the men.
So it's going to be a surprise.
So it's a surprise.
Oh, nice.
That's why I'm saying you have to come to the production to see the work of this musical genius that we have with us.
Nice.
I can't remember how many men are there, but we have quite a number, mm-hmm. and the various sections are well attended. We lost one of our soloists mm-hmm. in the person of Ed Turner.
Okay, Ed Turner.
Yeah, he was one of our real special ones. And then we had another guy who died. He was a teacher, mm-hmm. and he went back home, and we lost him. But again, we are a choir and a group of people who love music. Mm-hmm. And so even during COVID, mm-hmm. we felt like we were caged mm-hmm. because we wanted to get out and perform. And at the first light of dawn, we were able to do an Easter cantata mm-hmm. just after we started to open up from COVID. Mm-hmm. So we were on the ball.
I remember one time that I attended, right? And mm-hmm. You had the senior choir to do a rendition. They have a special Christmas song that they sing. I was trying to remember to sing this part. And this was so touching that people in the audience started to cry. I try to remember the song itself, but I remember becoming emotional mm-hmm. that that these matured men and women. Mm-hmm. And it's like the chorus, they go after each other, whatever it is. But it was powerful. It was powerful. I'm known that your choir and your production mm-hmm. Evokes emotion, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so I can't wait to experience this, to see this, especially you saying that they have kids now.
Yes, we always have kids. Mm-hmm. They steal the show. Mm-hmm. Every year they steal the show. But I am saying, too, that we not only perform during seasonal times.
Yes.
We perform every Sunday morning.
You perform every Sunday morning.
Every Sunday morning, every 7:15. And if you would come to the 7:15 service, you would have known that we have a soloist in there by the name of Cher Strawn who bring the house down whenever she sing. In fact, Sunday past, she did in a rendition. And listen, there was not a dry eye in church.
Nice.
You know, but the choir is like that. Mm-hmm. There are other soloists who stand out. And Marge is one of those persons who knows everybody's gifts. And so she doesn't put anyone out there who's going to make themselves shame. She knows exactly what to expect.
Is Cookie still with you? Because I remember there being skits.
There's a skit. Mm-hmm. Cookie, Claudette Allens, and Minky Isaacs.
Oh, Minky.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They come together as the old-time sister, titter, and brother.
Nice.
And they one year they came in on the scooter. Mm-hmm. And They have, and they our their side of it is always a surprise.
Okay.
You never know what's coming out of their mouth.
Nice.
And this year they're going to be the MCs. So we're going to be laughing all night.
And they high end. They tend to be produce good work.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So you can sit down and enjoy and you waiting on bated breath to see what they're going to say.
Yeah.
And they're funny.
Oh, they're very funny. And it's they're appropriate.
And they're appropriate.
They are appropriate for the church. Yeah. It's appropriate for the church. And so, yes, we expect that everybody will come out. It's a donation of
$20. $20?
The event is on December the 9th.
Okay, so soon.
Yeah, we're right around the corner. You know we have to know our lines at this point, right?
Okay, let me look at which day is December.
That's a
December
Friday.
December 7th is a Friday. Okay.
That's a Friday.
And what time?
And it starts at 7 p.m.
So Friday,
December
9th. At 7 p.m. at St. Matthew's,
Church.
Okay.
Shirley and Church Street. We want everybody to come out.
Everybody.
This is a celebration. We are happy to be maskless. We are also very happy to see old friends because we have some people who have never missed a show.
At all?
At all.
And when you said that you're expecting everybody to come, you mean all the Anglican churches that you're trying to say?
If we could fill the church, yes, we're going to look at social distancing. But, you know, if you have a difficulty being too close, wear your mask.
And the church big. The church
big.
Upstairs and downstairs.
And downstairs.
Yeah.
So church big, you know. But again, some people are still a bit leery about what could happen. And for those persons, I said, please, please wear your mask. You know, because a lot of us have already accepted that we feel safe.
Yes.
You know, but we won't look at you funny. We expect that you would want to take care of yourself.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's your option.
And it's something for the family to involve themselves and to do during Christmas.
Yes, definitely. It's an event that is family oriented and it's not late. We won't be more than an hour and a half to 2 hours at the most. And so it's an evening out for the family. You don't have to feel constrained to find a babysitter. Because the children are welcome.
And it has something for everybody.
It's something for everybody.
Kids, the mature, the men, the women.
Yes.
And surprises.
And surprises.
Yes.
And it's under the patronage of our rector, the Reverend Cannon, and Mistress Basil Tynes.
Nice.
They are going to be our guests of honor that night.
So remind me of the date again.
The date is December the 9th, which is a Friday, next Friday.
And how much tickets cost?
7 p.m. And the donation is
$20.
$20. Yes.
That's a small
Yeah. Just a token because at the end of the day, we're not self-serving. We are going to take our profits and share them with needy people. Persons in need who have indicated to us that they need help, we are going to try and help them.
And St. Matthew's known for helping the elderly and those persons who live in the
neighborhood. Indigent populations, yes, because we had a soup kitchen going. I'm not sure if how frequent it's being operated now, but I know we have always had a soup kitchen.
Man, I see yours be feeding people who in the neighborhood on early in the morning at times. So
yes, and even after church.
And after church.
All we say to them, because you have quite a number who hang around, we say, listen, if you come in to get some of our breakfast on a Sunday morning, you need to come to church.
Come to church.
And so they do. Tattered and torn as they may be, they come to church.
I know when Jesus fed the 5,000, they had to listen to him preach.
Of course.
Yes, before
he fed them, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
But I know you have to go, but I want to remind people about this great production that is coming up on December 9th.
December 9th, you will be participating in the Sounds of the Seasons production by St. Matthew's Anglican Church.
And who's the choir director?
Sunrise Choir and Friends, under the directorship of Mrs. Marge Colbury, a former music teacher and professor from C.R. Walker and the University of the Bahamas.
Nice.
So she comes well-credentialed and very much exposed.
And this is just not no Christmas singing. This is a production,
production. This is a production. Yeah. We have been practicing long and hard. And we are ready for the challenge.
It's going to ask if you're ready.
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
You're ready.
We're ready.
Oh.
When we get this close to the event, Mrs. Colby adds another day to the to make sure.
I can't wait. I'm always looking for things to do during the Christmas season.
Yes, sir.
And where I feel safe and where I can sit back and enjoy and say that was nice. So I'm
excited. I've always known you to be a family oriented, so you don't travel without your your three ladies.
Yeah, you know how that goes. But thank you very much, Pat, for passing by. Definitely will promote the event that is on December 9th at 7 p.m. at St. Matthew's Church, is on off Shirley Street and Church Street. It's going to be a Christmas production. And what is the name of the production again?
Sounds of the Season. And you may purchase your tickets either from church members or choir members, or you may reach the church office on Shirley and Church Street.
You have the church number there?
I don't have it on me.
Just pass by.
But just pass open. They're open from 9 to 5.
Yes. Just pass by and pick up your ticket.
Yes.
Yeah, and then everybody knows a member of St. Matthew's Church anyway. So just say, hey, I need one ticket. Bring the ticket for me.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, Pat.
But thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this short hour, half hour. But
My pleasure.
It's great.
Producer, we're going on a commercial break now. So as we continue our march towards Christmas and what to do, what to buy, and what to experience during the Christmas season, we'll come back with our next guest. Our next guest will be Miss Beverly Strawn from the Pre-Bahamas, who is an artisan. And we're just going to promote her businesses in terms of what to buy during this Christmas season. So I'm kind of excited about that. Thank you very much, Pat, and see you next time. And we'll be right back with Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A.
My pleasure.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. And I have two sets of guests. One is downstairs. I'm going to bring them up right now to join them. But I have Debbie Strong. I've been calling her Beverly for the past couple of days now, who's with me. And we're going to hear her business, about her business and her ventures during the Christmas. And I do actually have Debbie for 2 days. I have her actually on Thursday. But since she passed by, and I said, hey, man, let me find out what is this Dupree? And as the producer go and collect my guests, hopefully they're downstairs. No, not yet. We can talk to Beverly until they come
Debbie.
Up.
Debbie.
Oh, who is this Beverly?
Only God one knows. Okay. I am Debbie Marie Strawn.
Okay. I'm scorched on this name. Mm-hmm. You can't be Beverly today.
No. Christened and confirmed. Debbie Marie.
So, Debbie.
Yes, sir.
You just opened up
A new location,
mm-hmm. Dupree, Bahamas. What exactly is Dupree, Bahamas?
Well, Dupree, Bahamas, in the past, Dupree was, we just did authentically Bahamian straw bags, etc. When we moved to our location at the airport in 2008, then that change where we were encompassing more than just straw, and we became a gift store for authentically made Bahamian products. So on November 5th, we opened a new location again at West Bay Street in the Bahama Grill Complex, and it's the Pre-Bahamas, where we retail all authentic Bahamian gifts and souvenirs. So what we have done really is partnered with master craftsmen in the industry, and they make up a part of what we offer at the Pre-Bahamas on West Bay Street.
And there aren't much craft stores in the West. I only know of one.
Exactly. And that was our goal. That was the reason why we targeted the West. Because there's none. There's one and it's further out west. Mm-hmm. So we are like central, west central.
Nice. Near enough to the hotels to come.
Right. And we've been having a lot of walk-ins. And people have been commenting on our space as well as our location. And I believe that in business, location is everything.
Yes. And I know I have you for 2 days. And I know you can be back on Thursday. And hopefully you bring one or two of the artisans with you that we can have a discussion on exactly what they do. Mm-hmm. And I know that Bahamian crafts is in style, right? Mm-hmm. Particularly during the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. I see there is a new store people talking about on Bay Street, and now it's your store now with becoming the claim where people are interested in going and talking about it, right? Mm-hmm. What can I find exactly? But firstly, I want to know where your store is located so I can physically see it in my mind.
Well, do you know what I've been telling people? I'm in King Eric's Garage.
You're in King Eric's Garage.
Garage, right.
But so I know where King Eric's Garage is.
Yes, so it's in the Bahama Grill Complex. We are right next to the new Duff with Kendrick Delaney. Mm-hmm. And so both businesses, people have been coming out of one door and going in the next. Nice. And that's been good for us.
Symbiotic then.
Yes, very much so.
And I want to envision exactly when you say Bahamian crafts. Mm-hmm. Now, it's Christmas time. And as we do that march towards Christmas and trying to have Bahamians support Bahamian entities and have Bahamians acknowledge that we have a thriving ecosystem that we need to be a part of, I want to know exactly what is it I can anticipate seeing when I reach your place.
Well, I will tell you, we are known for beautifully handcrafted handbags.
So not high-end handbags.
Well, high-end, good prices. Great, and people will tell you, great prices, and you get an excellent presentation. You get an excellent product. We have one of my students, James Sands. He came into my class some years ago when I was an instructor at BTVI. He came in as a straw craft. And some years later, and I will tell you, he was one of my best. He was the best student at the end of the year. And then James went into making planters, etc., from tires, and he became very good at that. And now he is producing birds, the flamingos, etc., from PVC pipes. So his products are being featured. We have jewelry. We have Culture Wear by Gina. We have the jewelry is by another artisan, Agatha, and Miss Fox. And we also have the junk canoe ornaments, etc. We have the baskets from Red Bays, and they are quite popular.
Red Bay Andres, nice.
Yeah, and we have quite a number of other items. But it's an exciting retail space, and I'm encouraging all to come down and check us out.
So if I want to physically see exactly what the wares, do you have a Facebook page or a web page I can landing page?
We have Facebook. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram, and all of the photos of our products are there. We also have soaps. We have candles, etc. And I must put in a plug for my daughter, Lena. She has her company, Bahalux, where she does skin oils, skincare oils. And those are featured in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited about the way ahead. And I want to say thank you to all of my customers over the years. And look forward to an exciting way forward.
And you said this is your second location. Where were you before?
This is our third location.
So see, there you go.
We've been at the U.S. Departure Lounge,
okay,
at the airport. We've been on Meeting Street, and now we're here at West Bay Street.
And this is your permanent position. Like if person's finger, this is where you come.
This is where you come.
Okay.
And you can get. You know, we feature quite a number of items.
Okay, and you mentioned the Facebook page. What is the Facebook page again?
Dupree Bahamas.
Everything.
So go Dupree Bahamas.
So I can go on social
on
media
Instagram.
And just on Instagram.
Dupree Bahamas. Yes. Yeah. So
I interrupt you there. Okay. Tell me where all I can find you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Let me start from there so I can hear.
Okay, we run Facebook.
Okay.
Dupree Bahamas. We run Instagram. Dupree Bahamas. We were also featured on TripAdvisor, and we use TripAdvisor for those persons who are coming into the country and they're looking for certain products, certain pieces. They can go to TripAdvisor, get some information on us, even before they come to the country. And then they go to our Facebook, our Instagram pages. Our web page is on the construction, mm-hmm, and hopefully we can get that up by the end of this week.
And I know you have a large Bohemian clientele.
I do.
Right? Mm-hmm. And how do tourists find you? I mean, I see on TripAdvisor, mm-hmm, you had a report and say, oh, and we're in there, especially when you see the product. But do you have any network with the hotels or tours or Ministry of Tourism?
We do. And yes, tourism, and I must say thank you to Ministry of Tourism. Tourism has supported me for years.
Mm-hmm.
The taxi drivers on their tours, they stop by because people see the finest in Bohemian handicraft, mm-hmm, and they want to stop there.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, so we've been having quite a number of tourists come in.
Mm-hmm.
And they like what they see. There are some of them who, I know there was somebody in the store last week, and they said, wow, how come this isn't in the straw market? But then the straw market is a different...
It's a different vibe. It's a different feel.
Yes, altogether. All right. So that is why we bring them to us at Dupree, because you really can feel, touch everything that's all Bahamian. And I know when we were at the airport, you would have even Bohemians come in. People just buy these. If people didn't buy them, we wouldn't be present.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to thank our Bohemian customers. And Bohemians have really embraced authentically Bohemian. They are proud of what's being produced. And last week, as I strolled through jollification, I was pleased at what I saw, and I want to encourage those persons who have just come into the business, and a lot of them feel that once they come into the business, they ought to be featured here, there, or another. No,
mm-hmm,
you have to give it time, you know, you have to pay your way,
mm-hmm,
and things begin happening for you.
Let's talk about that. You mentioned, mm-hmm, that you're a teacher or an instructor.
Instructor. Mm-hmm.
I want you to explain that mm-hmm, and how important that is to the overall cultural activity and movement in terms of reproducing Bohemian authentic stuff.
We must teach others our various crafts. I believe from your children, you ought to be taught some portions,
mm-hmm,
of your heritage ought to be taught there in some of the schools, in the public schools. The various cultural activities are taught, and I believe that it's good. And we have over, prior to, was that 2020, we had over 7 million visitors coming to our country. That's a part of our market.
Mm-hmm.
And we must be ready. That's a ready market for us. And so I believe it is so important that we teach the up and coming. My daughter, an entrepreneur, my nieces, they're entrepreneurs. As a matter of fact, one of my nieces, she assists me. She's excellent at shell production, shell work. She does the wreaths, the ornaments, etc. And I believe it is so important that our young people understand the value that's there in handicraft here in the country, because you can do extremely well at handicraft here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
And I want to ask, there are, as you mentioned, joinification, and there are a number of artisan and craft persons mm-hmm. out there. Mm-hmm. And as an instructor, as someone who's been inside this business for some years, instructing people, fine-tuning our Bahamian product, right? Mm-hmm. Is there space for more artisans?
It
just seems to be like a lot of you all.
Of course. There is always space for more entrepreneurs. As I said, I want to encourage them as they come into their own to be the best that they can be and produce quality work. Okay? I don't want to see that you are selling something to me and there's glue all over the place. You have to really hone your talent. Okay? And you will find that you have a ready market.
Is there, and I'm just baiting you with this question, right? Because I already know the answer. Okay. Is there some kind of school that Bahamians can go to learn how to plait straw? When I was younger, I remember seeing Granny plaiting straw, and they're teaching the young girls, okay, your goal is to plait this and tell them, you know? Even the little bracelets. I just don't see that anymore.
I will tell you, it's still happening, and I want to say hats off to Pam and her team at Creative Nassau, because they have partnered with BTVI, and there's a straw plaiting class that's going on right now at BTVI.
That's Pam from Dungalik Studios?
Yes. Okay. And there was somebody else in Long Island 2 summers ago. I think this was prior to COVID. And she was teaching the younger people how to plait, and they enjoyed it. And we need to be excited. We need to be proud of what we do. When you go into places like Ghana, you go in, that's in Africa, you go into the Philippines, you go into India, etc. They are excited about their products, their productions. And I see the same thing happening here. There may be those who said they don't see it, but I see it. As a little girl, this is what I was taught. And when we worked at, when we had the store at the airport, the amount of Bahamians who came by and said, oh, my mother taught me this, or my aunt taught me this, my grammy. And when you look at it, it's as if handicraft has touched just about every family in this country. And that is what sent many of us to high school, sent many of us off to university, and we need to continually embrace it.
And mind you, I've heard the stories. I've mm-hmm. heard the stories that straw vendors, one mm-hmm. particular one went on Bay Street, sent their children to school, mm-hmm. right? And I, when I go downtown and see these new foreign concepts, you know, the foreign restaurants, this foreign merchants. And I'm saying, yes, you sure? This is something that Bahamians should get into, straw work and artisan work and stuff like that?
Of course. And I blame us for not teaching, or I believe there was a break in what was being done, because there was no value in the craft. Let's say earlier, people looked down on handicraft back in the day. But now that has changed. You saw Pat, she was in here, and I believe that's a Hal Taylor bag she had.
Oh, yeah, she
and
had a couple of Hal Taylor bags.
I want to thank Hal Taylor because it's because of Hal Taylor. Hal brought it back to the fore, and we all became proud. Every Bahamian woman, I believe, has a straw something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When we go off, we come looking, also people come to Dupree looking for gifts to take when they're going to a conference, when they're doing this or that. And then that's another thing. Whenever conferences, et cetera, are being held, you have conference organizers that come to us. They want portfolios. They want them customized. And they want other things done. And I believe that's so good for us. I went to a Caribbean country some years ago. I won't call the name. And they produced, or I knew them to produce, a beautiful fabric. And so I asked, where can I go to find this? And they were telling me, go down the road and through the corner and around the bend. I said, no, what about the market? Mm-hmm. In that country, there was no market.
No market.
And that's a major Caribbean country. At that time, there was no market. And wherever I go, I always want to go and see the market so that I can compare and see where we are and what we need to do. So at Dupree, we are proud of what we do. We are proud of what we are presenting to the country again. And I want to thank everybody for their support.
Well, Dupree, you provide a service, right? And I'm listening to you, and I'm being moved by what you're saying, because I actually write notes now, because mm-hmm. you know I write on Facebook, because I can do these spins. Why are you inspiring me, mm-hmm. right? And you mentioned that every Bahamian woman should have a straw bag. Mm-hmm. Every Bahamian woman should have some type of that. What our national cloth name again?
The ambrosia. I'm sure it's not an anyway.
But that's a different story.
The ambrosia. Yeah. Okay.
But have right. some type of ambrosia.
Yeah.
Let me make, of course, no politics on people's show, right?
We have jewelry. What I'm wearing
and jewelry
now.
Jewelry pieces.
What I'm wearing now, the black piece. It's not made in the Bahamas, but it was produced by a Bahamian, Rihanna Smith.
Nice.
And then the. The Wilk was produced by Agatha Mackey. And condolences to Agatha again on the passing of her father and her sister. Mm-hmm. But she is a wonderful artisan. And we have so many of them who are doing so well in the country. And I thank God for their partnership.
So a high-end piece like what you have around your neck. You can see that's like around $2,000 to $3,000, right? Dupree has that?
Yes, Dupree has it. If we don't have it, we can get it for you. And that's what we do as well. We partner with others. You know, Dupree is proud of the fact that in 2013, my good friend, Theodore Seeley, he was involved in that show in, I think it was Jamaica. I can't remember the full name of it. But he got pieces from Dupree. And we helped him to win, and I always tell people, we helped him to win. And there are so many companies, there are so many corporations that we have worked with, and I believe that we offer excellent service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm impressed. I am impressed. And that's why I'm excited about bringing you back on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And you bring in people with me.
Yeah, so because I want to hear their story on why they still doing this is artisan
because
thing.
Money. There is money.
People
in
get
this grand business.
Side this.
Of course.
And especially in this environment where they say, oh, things are hard and unemployment is high. You're saying that with a little initiative, Bahamians can be self-employed and make money?
With a little initiative and hard work, it's not easy. Mm. Okay? With little initiative and hard work, you make money.
And I want to go back to your tutelage, your teaching the craft. Mm-hmm. Because mind you, because I know your narrative, and I don't think that is being told enough. Mm-hmm. Where you used to teach this thing?
Where I used to teach it?
Yeah,
at BTVI.
And
I
see,
taught
and
at
I,
BTVI
and I want,
for 2 years, mm-hmm. and then Pauline Knowles and I came together, And we had a private institution at her location on Eden Street.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many Bahamian women and men who have gone through my tutelage.
And now doing business
of course. For
on their own.
Yes.
And producing, so like you say, high-end. Because you deal with high-end right. stuff. You don't deal with the cheap rush type thing.
No, I don't. I don't. Especially at this stage in my life, I don't rush.
Mm.
Yeah.
I have me blushing. And Christmas coming, so I need one or two of them pieces, because this piece which you have around your neck, mm-hmm. I could see the wife wearing that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I can see the there wife wearing go. That. That looks nice. That
there
look
you
nice.
Go. Thank you.
That looks really
thank
nice.
You. Thank you.
But I want to, again, talk about Dupree and where you're located so everyone knows that they need mm-hmm. to pass by
mm-hmm.
and to see what's available and to know that you have made a place for artisans to come and show their wares.
Right. And I will also tell you, what we've also done at Dupree, we're working with artisans from the Family Islands.
Oh, because,
you know, for many of them, the economies are a bit depressed. So I'm working with artisans from Abaco, from Freeport, and their things are coming in as we speak.
And how do they can tackle so you for important. That? Say I have because, you know, we in actors, we produce things too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how we get our stuff to you to sell.
Well, I will tell you, Acklands usually comes to Nassau. There is somebody in Acklands, and Miss Collie, she does beautiful.
Is that Anita?
Anita.
Yeah,
thank you.
Cousin Anita.
Anita, Jesus. Anita does some wonderful, she produces wonderful mm-hmm. products. I saw she had something last week with the cascarilla, mm-hmm. and then she has the salt, and then she has her wooden cheese boards, mm-hmm. and nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamian artisans. She makes
Acklands proud.
Anita, oh, yes.
Make Acklands proud.
Yeah. And our artisans in this country, they do the country well. They do the country well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So again, before you go,
mm-hmm.
tell me where you're located. What's your hours? What's your phone number? How to get in contact with you?
We are located on West Bay Street in the Bahama Grill Complex in King Eric's Garage.
Mm-hmm.
And we are open 10 to 5 daily. And once the time changes, our operating hours will change. We are featured on Facebook, Dupree Bahamas on Facebook, Dupree Bahamas on Instagram, and our webpage is under construction. So I encourage all to come by. If you don't see it, you can order it and we can have it done for you.
Man, I really enjoyed this, and I can't wait until Thursday so we can continue this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But my next guest, Bishop Hanschel, is here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if you want to sit into that, but you can leave, and then on Thursday, mm-hmm. you know, we have an appointment on Thursday, and you come in at 11 o'clock, so we go in detail about that, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
So, but thank you very much. This is Miss Debbie.
Bishop Hanschel.
Not Beverly, it's but Debbie Strong. At Dupree Bahamas.
Yes.
And thank you very much for coming in, because I want
it's
more information
been
my on
pleasure.
This. Thanks very much. But let me start with Bishop Hanschel. Welcome again, Bishop. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good. And I know you came in to tell me about a program that you plan to be doing in the next few days, at least tomorrow maybe?
Oh, yes. Tomorrow has been proclaimed as Great Commission Ministries Month by the Prime Minister, CA.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be celebrating all day at our headquarters on Wolf Road. And we invite the public to come out, especially our donors and also our volunteers to come out tomorrow and celebrate with us. We'll be having a lot of giveaways. We'll be having a lot of treats. And we have invited business persons, dignitaries, government officials, pastors, everybody to come out and celebrate along with us. We're celebrating 35 years of continuous service to the poor and hurting. And we look forward to seeing some of those persons that really reach out to Great Commission with compassion to help so many poor, homeless, struggling people and families in the Bahamas, and we count it a pleasure to be able to serve our country, our people, And of course, you know that there are a lot of people that are struggling, a lot of people that are hurting. And Great Commission is there as a refuge of hope to help some people that we could reach out to ease their burdens, to provide food, to provide shelter. And so we are so grateful to be able to do it.
Well, I would like to thank you, you and your wife, actually, because you're a team, and by extension, your entire team at Great Commission Ministries, right? For all the work you've been doing, I've seen it. You can drive past and actually feel you're working, right? So I want to say thank you very much for your dedication and support with that. And truly, the Lord has blessed you and made you able to serve the Bahamian community that way. And I want to promote and help promote this Great Commission Ministries Day. And I'm glad to hear that the Prime Minister has declared a national day for Great Commission. And
the proclamation was on the back of that that document.
I wonder if I should read this. You know,
go ahead.
You know, as people who dyslexic, we don't like reading in public, you know, but I'll do my best. Whereas Great Commission Ministries was established to care for the poor and homeless in November 1987, and whereas the ministry has faithfully served the people of the Bahamas continuously for 35 years, and whereas various ministries such as feeding centers, homeless shelters, a substance abuse program, and initiatives for teens and children have made a positive impact upon the Bahamas, and whereas Great Commission Ministries has been a pillar of strength and a beacon of hope to the downtrodden, the marginalized, shut-ins, refugees, and those affected by natural disasters and crisis, and whereas a modern 100-bed homeless shelter is scheduled to be constructed to bring relief to homeless families and individuals, and whereas the ministry theme, Live to Give, and the mandate to defend the poor and the fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy, Psalms 82:3 shall continue. And now, therefore, I, Philip E. Davis, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, do hereby proclaim the month of November 2022 as Great Commission Ministries Month, and Tuesday, 29th, November 2022, as Great Commission Ministries Day, in witness whereof I have hereto set my hand and seal this 24th day of October 2022. And of course, it's saying Philip E. Davis, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Bahamas. That's a big deal to be recognized by the Prime Minister and have your own day, in fact, a whole week of celebration. I'm not even sure that's
a
whole month of celebration.
The entire month of November we've celebrated. We had a lot of activities. We had a service of thanksgiving. We visited the His Excellency, the Governor General. We've met with a lot of volunteers and donors. And tomorrow's the big day when we anticipate a great turnout of persons. We held a Thanksgiving luncheon that probably the largest one in the country so far that served over 2,000 scrumptious Thanksgiving dinners a week ago, and we continue to serve and do what God has called us to do. So our focus is moving forward is going to be the construction of a 100-bed, modern, state-of-the-art homeless shelter called Hope City on Carmichael Road, on the main Carmichael Road. We've already gotten the plans approved, and we plan to begin construction in January of 2023. And by God's grace, we hope to complete that building by December of 2023. And we plan to build that debt-free, and we need the support of the government, the private sector, churches, foundations, also investors, and the general public. We're asking everybody who could to donate something towards that building every month. Some people could give a one-time gift. There's no amount that is too high. If somebody wants to give $500,000, $1 million, we need it. And I know the money is here. People have the money, and there's no lack in the kingdom. There's no lack in the Bahamas among the wealthy, and even persons who are not wealthy could give something, a small donation, every month towards that building and towards our feeding and sheltering programs through what we call Live to Give. We've launched Live to Give, and that's a program where we can get the entire country involved, even family islanders, where they could give $30 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month, and that money will be used to feed hungry people, to shelter homeless mothers who are living in out of their cars, or many are living in abandoned buildings, some in derelict vehicles. But this thing is real. I get calls almost on a daily basis to rescue mothers who are on the street with their children. And it's worse than people think it is. But something has to be done. And we've been operating shelters now for 35 years. And we've run out of space. And when we run out of space, we have to put these women up in hotels, which is very, very a costly venture.
And I want to hear about that. So let's commit to a show so I can understand exactly what you are dealing with at Great Commission, right? I want to hear the stories. I want to hear the examples of what it is that you face with daily. So I want to arrange that. But I still also want to understand what is happening tomorrow. What can we expect? Who is going to show up? Where are they going to show up? I want to know about that. But I really want to have a whole show to discussing them.
Let me tell you what you can expect tomorrow. Tomorrow, we focus on Live to Give, our Live to Give program. The country's going to be hearing quite a bit about that. That's our theme and moving forward. And so what we are asking people to do is to bring grocery tomorrow at Great Commission, bring grocery and bring meat. Those are the two things that we need every day. We normally cook over 200 pounds of meat every day to take care of that huge crowd. We're asking people also to donate money, to fill out a pledge card and give something every week, to pay a tithe into God's storehouse, Great Commission Ministries. And also be asking some folks to put Great Commission in their will, where they could give us, they could leave something for us.
So what I'll do is definitely promote it again tomorrow.
Yes.
And mention all this. I have your notes, but it's time I run out. This is Guardian Radio in the AM, and we're with Bishop Henschel, and we're going to promote his initiative tomorrow. Tomorrow is Great Commission Day, and have a wonderful day.